A Surprise for Turtles. Nimble and Leaf were chatting about birthdays. Leaf had begun the conversation because it was going to be her birthday very soon. "This year," she said proudly, "I shall be 100 years old, and I want to do something special." "Leaf thinks to me," said Nimble, who was a nippy 93. "I'll fix you the turtle's treat of lifetime." Nimble thought long and hard about Leaf's birthday. She asked the other animals for suggestions, but no one had any bright ideas. By the night before Leaf's birthday, Nimble was desperate. She tossed and turned in her shell. Then, just before midnight, she thought of the perfect birthday surprise.
I've got it, cried Nimble and scuttled off to tell Jumbo. But Jumbo didn't want to wake up. He nestled deeper into the underground and sucked his trunk. Next, Nimble went to see Chimp. She found him burying bananas at the bottom of his tree. But when Chimp heard the rustle of tiny feet, he fell flat on his back and started snoring.
Last, Nimble went looking for Parrot. Parrot was wide awake, all right, but he was gazing at his reflection in the lake and practicing his best joke. Nimble couldn't get a word in edgeways. "Bother," she cried. "I shall have to catch them all in the morning." At first light, Nimble explained her plan to Jumbo. A surprise for a tortoise. "They boomed. I'm such too high and mighty for that."
"Fair enough," said Nimble. Then she added politely, "I do hope I didn't disturb you last night when you were sucking your trunk."
"Wait!"
Jumbo didn't want the other animals to know he still sucked his trunk, so he agreed to help. Next, Nimble went to see Chip. "What a lot of fuss about nothing," he cried. "And anyway, I shall be busy."
"Of course," said Nimble politely. "You'll be busy burying bananas."
"Wait!"
Chim didn't want the other animals to know about his secret, so he agreed to help. Nimble found Parrot by the lake.
A treat," he squeaked. I'll give you a treat."
"Yes, please," said Nimble politely. "Will you tell me that joke, the one you were practicing last night?"
"Wait,"
Pearl didn't want the other animals to think him vain, so he agreed to help too. When Leaf wake up on her birthday, everything was ready. "Close your eyes," said Nimble. "Here comes your surprise."
"Is it a big surprise?" asked Leaf.
"Quite big," said Nimble. "You can open your eyes now."
As Leaf looked up, Jumbo strayed forward. On his back were Chimp and Parrot. Leaf looked confused. "What is it?" she asked. "It's a ride on a Jumbo," said Jumbo proudly. "I'm going to take you on the trip of a lifetime." "But what if I fall off?" asked Leaf. "And how will I get up there?" "That's my job," cried Chimp. "I'll carry you onto Jumbo back, and then I'll be your seatbelt." "And I am going to be your guide to all the sides," squeaked Parrot. He tapped his beak with a knowing air. "Did you enjoy it?" asked Nimble when they all came back.
"It was a wonderful birthday surprise," cried Leaf.
Then she looked shyly at her friend. "Do you know any whales or dolphins, Nimble? Because next year I should like to take a cruise."